We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Kufta Zayin Amabeis, and we are starting on the bottom of Kufta Zayin Amabeis, two lines on the bottom. Boyim Rav Merebi, Yard Lahatzel V'Lohitzel. What about this case? He said, I'm going to save your Chamar, and you're going to pay for my Chamar. And the Mamash worked very hard, and they did not save the Chamar. The $200 Chamar is gone. Do I pay for your Chamar or not? Mao. Omolei V'Zu Sheila. That's a Shaila. I like that Shaila. The Loch is Ein Le'el Eschar. He only gets his Schar. He only gets his schar tircha. Now, if he didn't make up, he's going to get the money for his chamar. Then he wouldn't even get schara if he lo hitzel. That's pashut. Here they made up, and so at least he'll get a schara, which means a schar for his services. He'll get, but he will not get the money for his chamar because maisa. If you don't save yenes chamar, his chamar, then you're not going to get money for your chamar because he didn't do your job, maisa. I'll show you, even if you didn't do your job, you get paid fully. You hire a poil, lahavi, on top of Kufta Zayin Beis, lahavi kruv v'durskin in l'chayla, to bring kruv is like cabbage, and durskin is, could be prunes, could be it's prunes, or it's something else, some other cooked herb. He said, hire the guy to bring it to the chayla, the guy went, he gets there, the guy's dead, the chayla is dead, you got better. The law is no schar mishalom. You give him his full salary that you offered to pay him. It didn't work out. So you see, even if it doesn't work out, you have to pay the full salary. He did his shlichas. Okay, but the guy was dead or alive, but he did his shlichas. Here, you didn't do your shlichas, that's why you don't get paid, and therefore it's not a good dimmit. Tana Rabbana. More halachas of a group of shiara. That's what we're talking about the rest of the Amid. Different groups of people that work together. There's certain tenayim and different parts of the contract that they all have to keep. So shiara, shoyisem halachas of midbar. There was a caravan going in the midbar in those days. Since there were a lot of robbers in the deserts and the forests, they used to go with a big group of people. And a army came to grab all their money. So they all have to be mefayes to this guy. So how much do each head pay? When they come to pay, let's say, for argument's sake, it's 100 people. So you don't split it up by 100. Let's say you're giving $100,000, each head gives $1,000. You don't do that. What you do is how much money each guy has in this caravan. That's how they figure out the value of each one has to pay. They pay proportionate to their money, how much they have. Because what's this guy is coming from? To steal money. So therefore, each guy pays off kafi proportionate to his value of merchandise he has together with him. You don't go per head. In a case where you hire a tour guide who knows the way and knows how to protect you from the robbers, because when you hire a tayer, he's also saving you from sekonos nefashos. So here, you mechashven af lefi nefashos. What af lefi nefashos means? So the Rosh says it means 50% goes per head, and 50% of the price it goes per the money. But if there's a minig of the chamarim that they do a certain way of figuring out this money, you go feed them. They go to fashos or mamoin. You go feed a minig hachamarim. And another halacha is reshama chamarim lahasnois. They're allowed to make a tanai between them. They can make a tanai that if any of us lose a chamar, we're all gonna pay and buy another chamar for the one of our guys. And the reason is because it's good to everyone to have skin in the game. So you want everyone to have a chamar, at least one chamar with them, or even more. This way, there'll be more mice and effort. So if someone loses a chamar, we all chip in to buy him a new chamar. And like Tait speaks out, you can force the other people to. Once you make it tonight, you can force everyone to participate in buying a new chamar. Now, but if the guy loses a b'psia, you don't replace it for him. Shaloi b'kusya, if it's not a b'psia, you do replace it for him. If the guy, the fellow says, you know what, I don't want it on a donkey, give me the money. Give me the money. Vanila keach, not that word eshma, vanila keach, and I'll buy one. Or eshma means, and I'll watch yours. Ein shaymala, you don't listen to him. We want him to have a chamar, a pshita. Obviously, that's what the whole point is. The whole point of this deal is we want him to have a chamar, therefore he'll be mice and nefesh to watch the chamar. Loitzricha the istechamer achuni. He has another chamer. He has another donkey. Mao tema hakamintele. He's watching his one chamer and he says, if I have another one, it's too hard for me to watch two. Kamas, no. Shine to rusa the cham and tuzabet tre. You'll be even more careful if you have two. This way, you really have to keep your eye open. And therefore, we want you to have another one. And if you lose one, the takana is that you buy another one for him, and you have to buy another one for him, and he has to take another one. That's the halacha, and therefore, we keep the rules and keep the safety of the shiara together. The same halacha works by Sfina also. At least used to go like in a flotilla. The Sfinas all went together also as a group. Tanabanan, Sfina Shaisam Alechas Bayam, Omadalah Nachshol Taiva. So before the flotilla, we'll have the first throwing the stuff off the boat. Sfina Shaisam Alechas Bayam, Sfina that was going in the Yam, Omadalah Nachshol, this big storm, the Taiva was about to sink. So what we do is, we know from all the storybooks, they throw off the heavy things off the boat. We know from Yaina as well. The Kiloi Mimasa, they throw off the loads off the boat. Now let's figure this out. One guy has racks, you know, for landscaping. He has 10,000 pounds of racks. The other guy has 10,000 pounds of gold. The value between them is like crazy value. So do you say, okay, I threw out 100 pounds of racks, you have to throw 100 pounds of gold. That's how you do it? Or you figure out the value. It's a huge difference. You know, do you go with the weight or do you go with the value? So Gemara says, means like this. The Brisa says, Mechashim fi masui, ve'im mechashim mamun. That means if I throw out 100 pounds of racks, you gotta throw 100 pounds of gold off. That's a pella. That's the halacha. That's what we're saying. That's the halacha. You go, because you know why? Because what's causing this, the ship to sink is the weight, not the value. But l'maisa leishanu minig ha-safonim. If the safonim, the sailors have a minig, then you got to listen to the, you got to follow whatever the minig is. V'rishon ha-safonim lahasne, shikomish avd le-sfina, his back here's the flotilla, that the safonim can make a tanai, that anyone loses a sfina, yamel le-sfina acheres. Then we'll all participate and chip in to buy him a new sfina. Avd le-kosya, if he loses it, pepshia, emi don't give him a new ship, because he made it a pesheya. Shloi be-kosya, emidla, we give him a new ship. If you went to a place where Sfinah shouldn't go, which means, let's say, in the middle of the winter, to go middle of the water, there's a lot of water there, so then you should not go there. You should go to the side, because it's very stormy in the middle. Then aim amidim, that's called a pshia. It's more pshita, we know that. When there's more water, in Nisan there's more water, so then you go one rope's length away from the sides of the river banks. With a Tishrei, but in Tishrei, when it's not so much water, it's after the summer, it's a little dry. So Merachi Trei Ashli. So then you go away from the river bank, two ropes. Go more to the middle, two ropes length. Because this fellow went, but Yom Nisan Lamak of Tishrei, he went more to the middle in Nisan when there was so much water. So maybe we'll say it's not a Pshia. Why not? Maybe you'll say that he's used to that. He's used to that from the Tishrei days. So maybe he's not called a Pshia. Kemaslan, he is called a Pshia. The caravan was going to Midbar. Amad Gaius Vitarfa. And the army came and grabbed everything. Amad Echem Hitzel. And one of them saved the day. One guy. Hitzel Emsa. Loch is everyone comes and takes their things. He was Matzel Shkoyach. We give him a big thank you. Give him a plaque. But everyone gets their stuff back. And Amad, if he says, I need Atzel Atzme, I'm saving him. I'm saving everything for myself. Hitzel Atzme. He saves it for himself. So what's going on over here? Hechidam. If everyone else could have saved it also, I feel safe and I'm with Emsa. So what's his right take? It's not Hefker. I feel safe and I'm with Emsa. Everyone takes their thing. If he can't save it, so I feel Reisha and I'm with Emsa. Even the Reisha also, he should be able to keep everything. Why? Because there, everything's Hefker. So even if you don't say Latzma, it's Bechefza Hefker. So you get everything. So Gemara is going to have three Mahalchim to answer this. First, Teretz. Omar Ramacham, Ahochav, Ashutvim, Askinim. Don't worry, Ashutvim. So really, if I save it, so a shutvim, so I save it. Part of shutvim's job is I save it for both of us. But a shutvim has a right to be chayuk shlo das chaveiro. I'll speak this outside first. He could say, well, this man name holds that he could without asking the other guys. You know, I'm deciding now to split up our shutvim. So here, $100,000 worth of merchandise was getting lost. He jumped in and he saved $50,000 worth of the merchandise. So he could say, I'm right now la'atzmi. He says la'atzmi means I'm deciding to split the shutvis. Okay, so I took my 50,000. I didn't say it for you. I just split it. Oh, where's yours? Oh, it's in the water. Your 50,000. That's what he could do, and that's what it means. So if he doesn't say anything, we assume he's saving it for the whole shutvis. But if he speaks it out, that alone is a chaluka. Now let's read it inside the Gemara. Hakav shutvim askina. Going to say shutv chaylik shloid as chaveiro. Omar polik. If he says la'atzmi, he's splitting the shutvis. Loy Omar, if he doesn't say anything, loy Pollock, he doesn't split the shutvis. Then I in the Rosh, who handles, let's say he saved 60,000. Can he take the whole 60,000? Then he says no. The other 10,000 will go to the other guy. Even if he splits the shutvis, he only gets 50,000, gets all the shutvis to split. But the other 10, Avad, he'll give back to the guy. It's not considered hefker because here we're talking about Yechayin Lahatzel maybe. It's Ben Yechayin Lahatzel, Ben Yechayin Lahatzel, Rashi says. It can be both ways. Weiter, that's one tarot, it's one mahalach, another mahalach. Rav ha-mahalach of a pile of my scheme, talking about a pile. Ukurav do-amurav, do-amurav, po-yach lach-sabai, po-chatsi-yoyim. The kamad le-hodabe, before he was, even though he could be chayzer, if he's not chayzer, he's considered the yad of the balabayas, kibushus the balabayas dami. So here, he's a pile, he's a worker. If a worker saves something, and he wasn't chayzer from his job, as a worker, as a pile, so that when he saves it, it automatically goes to all the owners because he's a worker for them. But when he decides he's not a worker, then he can be chayzer, and since he can be chayzer, then he can take it for himself. Why? Because there it's hefker. We're talking about a case where ein yichayel and lahatzel, and therefore it'll be hefker. So here, let's read it inside. Just the Gemara says, what's pshat he could be chayzer? The reason why he's chayzer is not because he never was yad baal bayis. He's allowed to be chayzer because we have time achrinahu. The chesiv can libre yisrael avadim, lo avadim avadim. Only avadim to kares baruch hu, we're not avadim to avadim, and therefore, such a case, he could be chayzer. So we're saying by the pile, yachal lachzabar. The pile could be chayzer, and therefore, when he jumps into the water to save something, he says la'atzmi, what he's doing is, I'm not a pile anymore, and therefore I can save it myself. The third mahalach, Ravash Yomer, the case is Kishchem Lahatzal Deit Chak. So you could be Matzal Deit Chak. So Goli Daite La'atzmo, he gets everything for himself. What's Pshat? Rashi says, La'oilom be'inish da'amok and Yichem Lahatzal Deit Chak. Stamagai. Vishomu Bailam Vishal. He says La'atzmi, and the Bailam were quiet, and they didn't, Lo'imosu Atzmon, they were Messiah, they showed you Megaladas that they're Meyayish, and they don't plan on trying to save it. If it would be Yochel Hatzel Ahedya, clearly, even if they're Shomu Vashashku, they're not Kaina, because it's not Meyayish. But if it's here, Sadeh Etchak, if they didn't, they heard you say La'atzmai, and they didn't say anything, so then they're Meyayish. Rav Ashi Yom HaKashirchon Hatzel Etchak, Goli Daita La'atzmai. Loi Goli Daita, then it is, the Loch is, it goes Le'emtza. That's the Loch will go Le'emtza, then you'll be able to split it up.